Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 58th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 42 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word Benjamin literally means son of my right hand, son of my right hand. It's a place of high honor. So with that in mind, and Benjamin being the youngest, Joseph being gone, and these are from his favorite wife, remember the story about Rachel and Leah. He loved Rachel, and he just kind of put up with Leah, that kind of thing. Obviously, he loved Joseph. Remember, Joseph's gone, and what's left of Rachel and Joseph is Benjamin, the baby of the family. And he says, all right, boys, y'all go, but he ain't going with you. Why? Something might happen to him. Now think about what he just told his boys. And I really don't care what happens to y'all. That's what he said. Lest some peradventure something may happen to him. This is a 265-mile journey. It's going to take 2.5 to 3 weeks for these boys to go into Egypt. It ain't like you're going to the next town. It's a long trip. The scholars tell me, I didn't look this up, they said 265 miles. And he said, something may happen to Benjamin, but that ain't happening. He's staying here, which in a roundabout way, say, I really don't matter what happens to y'all. Y'all go, and whatever happens, God bless you, just bring back some grain. Benjamin is staying here. Interesting. Well, let's go on to verse number 5 and 6. So when it starts getting good now, and the sons of Israel came to buy corn for among those that came. In other words, other people are coming from literally from all over the world. And they're having to come to stand before Joseph. Why? Because he's second in command. And come to find out when we get, I won't get into a lot of this, actually because they're coming from different countries and all, some commentators and scholars mentioned that probably a lot of these people were like spies. And that's why he accused these guys of spies, even though he knew that they were his brothers, because other people were coming in the land. They had food and they were just coming there and as a spy, just to spy out the land and see maybe if their king can come in and invade the land, see their strengths and weaknesses. So that's why it says in verse number 5 that they came among those others who would come. Now these would be those outside of Egypt, foreigners, we would say, who would come, because they'd already stored up storehouses all over Egypt. And so the hometown folk could go to their own town and get their own corn, but people out of the country, foreigners, would have to come and stand before Joseph. For the famine was in the land of Canaan, and is probably over the known world at the time. The Bible's not real clear about that, but probably affected most of the world anyway. All right, verse number 6. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them. 20 years has passed. For the first time, he sees his brothers. And this is interesting. And he knows them. He knows who they are. He hadn't seen them 20 years, but they haven't changed much. Now, he's changed. He was 17 when they threw him in the pit. And now he's well over 30. He's at least 37 years old. He's 37 years old because he went through the famine. 37 years old. Guy, you know, from a teenager to a young man, we're going to see they did not recognize him. Why? Well, because he had on Egyptian garments. He was clean shaven. Most Hebrew people at the time, they had beards and all. He's clean shaven. His hair is probably cut real short, and he had on the garments of a king. These brothers would not have thought Joseph, who had thrown in the pit, would have been second in command. That's been the farthest thing from their mind. We're going to read that they didn't recognize Joseph, but he recognized them. Verse number 7, he knew them. But he made himself strange unto them and spake roughly unto them. The word roughly here literally means harshly. He was rough with them, hard things to them. And he said unto them, and I imagine with a rough voice, literally, whence come you? You know, that kind of a voice. And then they said, well, from the land of Canaan to buy food. Let me go. I got some notes. Let me read a little bit farther. Okay. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Now look at verse number 9. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed of them and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. Matter of fact, let me back up in verse number 6. They bowed down themselves. Remember earlier when he was 17 years old, he dreamed those dreams. Told his brothers, say, I had a dream last night. What did you dream about, Joseph? Well, I dreamed that I was a sheaf and that y'all were sheaves, not sheep, sheaves of grain. And that y'all bowed down to me. You did obeisance to me. Boy, did they get fired up. See, that dream, that. So for the first time, it's been 20 years, okay, since he's dreamed that dream, it's finally come to fruition. And when they bowed to him, that dream come, oh, now. I interpreted the butler's, I interpreted the baker's dream, I interpreted the Pharaoh's dream. Now I know what my dream's all about. My brothers have come, they bowed down to me. Of course, that wasn't the end of the second dream. Remember the second dream? He dreamed about the sun, the stars, and the moon and all that, and told Jacob, his dad, well, they're going to bow down to me. And Jacob kind of got turned sideways to his boy. Well, you think I'm going to bow down to you, son? But after he said that, the Bible says that Jacob began to observe Joseph. The thought is, I just wonder, after he said, who do you think you are, son? I'm going to bow down to you, and our whole family going to bow down to you. But the Bible clearly states that Jacob began to observe him. Because Jacob knew there was something special about Joseph. So Jacob said, well, I don't know, but I'm going to watch and just see how this plays out. Well, they stand before him. And in verse number 9, when Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and he said unto them, you're spies to see the nakedness of our land. You're come. Remember I mentioned this. Other people were come from all over the world, even though he knew who they were. We'll get to that. Let me just. And they said unto him, nay, my Lord. Boy, if they only knew who they were talking to back right then. Nay, my Lord. But to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And that word, again, that word true means honest. Of course, there could be some debate about that. But anyway, they're telling Joseph, who's the second, hey, we're true men, we're honest guys. We're not spies. We've just simply come to buy food. Verse number 12, Joseph responds to them, nay, but you've come to see the nakedness of the land, to see the nakedness of the land. You're come. You're coming to see the weaknesses of our country. So when you go back to your king and ruler, you can tell the king all about, hey, these are weak spots in Egypt. That's what Joseph is saying. No, you see the nakedness of the land that you come. Verse number 13, they again said, none. They said, no, thy servants are 12 brethren. They didn't forget Joseph. Notice that. There's 12 of us. The sons of one man in the land of Canaan, and behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And the Bible does not say, but as a human, you know that Joseph's mind just started churning. I know who you are. I know what you've done to me. Heard about Dad, and at least now he's alive. And Benjamin, he's alive. And then they said, and one is not. I wonder what Joseph's always saying. One's not where he's at, you know. Whether he's dead or out there in the slavery, he's just not with us anymore is what he's saying. They didn't know what had happened to Joseph. I'm sure they just assumed he was somewhere in Egypt as a slave, a lowly slave. And one is not. Verse number 14. Joseph said unto them, that is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies? Did you hear what I said? That's what he's saying. That I said unto you, ye are spies? Verse number 15. Hereby shall you... ye be proved, you'll be tested. We're going to check this out. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go henceforth, except your youngest brother come hither. Now, we're going to find this in chapter number 43. All this takes place. But he's setting the table. Joseph is saying, no, I'm not going to believe you unless your youngest brother, I want to see him. Of course, Joseph wanted to see Benjamin. So he's setting the table here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.